Sometimes call that the shank or the shin.
Shin's right. That's what right. I always called it.
Right. Now, if somebody was sitting down on this part of his leg, you'd say he was sitting down on his
thigh.
But if he's, you know, kind of down like that on the ground.
Hunkers?
Yeah, that's right. And if a person hasn't been feeling very well and his skin is very pale, you might say he looks awfully
pale.
All right. Yeah, that's just what I mean. There are a lot of ways of expressing that. I suppose you could say pale, or you could say either puny or peaked. Either of those sound familiar to you?
Yeah, peaked.
And a person who is very, very powerful person, say he's able to lift up the back of a wagon, you might say he is really...
I didn't understand you.
A person who is able to lift up the back of a wagon, you know.
Strong.
Yeah. Or a person who is very easy to get along with, you might call him a...
I know what you're talking about, but...
Well, sometimes people call a person like that, oh, just an old, you know, a good friend of yours.
Yeah.
Say, oh, he never, he's, he just, you just can't get him riled up. He's such a...
He's an nature. No, that's not the right answer.
Well, how about good nature?
Good nature, that's right.
Good nature. And a boy, say a teenage boy who is always slipping on things and bumping into things and, dropping things. He couldn't keep things straight. You might say he's really...
Can't think.
Well, now you might say somebody like that is clumsy, or you might
frisky.
Say all right, or you might say he's awkward.
Yeah,
this is a person who's bumping into things or,
mm-hmm.
or clumsy.
Awkward.
Yeah. Do you use clumsy much?
Yeah, not too much.
And a person who just never can do anything right, you might say of him.
I just can't make it.
Well, if you were going to talk about someone, you might say, oh, that. No, if you ever use a term like that fool or that goof or that born idiot or that something like that. All right. And a person who holds on to what he has, who doesn't spend his money very freely, and he...
Stingy?
Yeah. You might call him anything. You'd say he's stingy, that's fine. But you might call such a person a...
I can't think of what I wanted to say.
All right. Would you ever call him a tightwad or a skinflint?
Yeah. Tightwad. You got it.
And how do you use the word common?
Common?
Yeah. If you're talking about a person, you say a person is common. What would that mean?
Well, if I was... Well, it's used as majority of people, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that wouldn't be a... That would be there's nothing wrong with saying someone's common. I mean, you wouldn't...
I wouldn't think so.
Okay. Would it be a compliment to be told...